Aloha. I'm going to lead you through some of the major muscle groups of the body, ask you to contract and relax them one by one. Tensing and releasing muscles can help to induce a feeling of physical relaxation. You may also feel mentally relaxed. As you carry out the items, you'll experience sensations in the muscles. These sensations indicate tension, which you will learn to identify and to release. This is a skill which enables you to relax yourself anytime you want to, and the more you practice it, the easier it will become. I'd like you to find a comfortable position, sitting in a chair or lying in bed. If you're lying in bed, I'd like you to have a pillow under your head and perhaps a few pillows under your legs. And now I'd like you to take a moment to just release the cares of the day. Allow yourself to tune into your own body. Take a moment to notice how you are lying, any areas of discomfort. Any areas of hard pressure, and just allow yourself to sink into the support. Notice how your head is lying on the bed. Notice where your upper back makes pressure. Is it more over to the right or the left side? Notice how your shoulder blades are resting on the bed. And as you notice each one of these, I'd like you to allow yourself to relax in that area and to sink more fully into the bed. Notice how your arms are lying. Are they rolled palm down or palm up? Notice how the low back feels. Does it feel as if you have a huge arch in your lower back? Or is the lower back relatively flat? Notice how the buttocks make pressure on the bed. Take a note of how the legs are lying. Are they rolled right or left? Equally turned out, turned in. And now take a moment just to notice your breathing. Notice how the ribs move as you breathe in and how they collapse as you breathe out. And now I'd like you to focus on your right arm and gently begin to curl the fingers into a light fist. Begin to notice a tension that develops in the muscles as you close your fist. And let it go. And notice the sensations of the tension being released from the fist, from the forearm. And now I'm going to ask you to do that movement again, just with a little less intensity, with a little less tension. Light fist. And let it go. And feel the tension dissipating, moving away. And now once again, slowly make a light fist with your right hand. Notice the tension in the forearm, and then begin to straighten the elbow so the arm is straight, and notice how increased tension develops now throughout the whole arm. And let it go. As you let it go, feel that tension throughout the arm melting away, being replaced with a sense of relaxation. And once again, with less tension, curl the fingers into a light fist. Feel the development of tension, and then the arm straightens, and the tension travels through the whole arm. And relax, and let it go, and feel all the tension leaving the arm becoming heavier, more relaxed. And now turn your attention to your left arm. Begin to curl the left fingers into a light fist. Feel the tension develop in the forearm. And relax. Let it go. And feel all the tension now leaving the forearm. And once again, with less effort, begin to curl the fingers into a light fist. Feel the tension developing. And relax and let it go. Feel the tension leaving, arm becoming more relaxed. Now begin to curl the fingers into a light fist, and then begin to straighten the left arm, and tension will develop throughout the entire arm. Hold it straight. And relax. Let it go. Let all the tension leave through the forearm, leave through the upper arm, elbow relaxed. And now with slightly less effort, let's repeat that. Fingers curl, forearm becomes tense, arm straightens, whole arm becomes stiff and tense. And relax, let it go. Now attending to your legs. And I'd like you to, on both legs, have the toes and the front of the feet pull up towards your head. Feel the tension develop in the arch of the feet and also along the shins. And let it go. Feel the tension leaving the front of the feet, the shin. And once again, pull up the toes and the front of the feet and feel tension developing in the feet and in the shins. And let it go. Feel the tension leaving, flowing through the toes, out of the foot, the legs relaxed. Now I'd like you to go ahead, and if you're sitting, you'll be pushing down with the ball of the foot so that the heel lifts. If you're laying, I'd like you to just point your feet down. Feel tension develop both in the sole of the foot as well as in the calf. Let it go. Allow the tension to leave the muscles legs lying relaxed. And once again, with less effort, pointing your feet down, muscles working in the foot and in the calf. And relax. Allow all the tension to leave the calf, to leave the foot, legs laying relaxed. And now, just focusing on the toes, I'd like you to pull the toes up towards your face. Feel the tension develop, this time more just in the foot, some in the shin. And relax. Let all the tension go. Tension being replaced by a sense of warmth and tingling. And once again, toes pulling up. Feel the foot, feel the shin. And relax. Allow all the tension to leave. Legs relaxed. And now slowly I'd like you to curl the toes down and notice primarily tension developing in the arch of the foot. And relax. Let that go. Let all the tension leave. Muscles relaxed. Once again, with less tension, begin to curl the toes. Feel the tension developing. And relax. Let it go. Feel the sense of relaxation in the muscles. And now I'd like you to tighten your belly muscles, pulling in the belly. Feel the muscles, the tension in the stomach. And relax. Let it go. Let all the tension leave. Belly fully relaxed. And once again, tighten the belly in lightly. Feel the tension developing. And relax. Let it go. Let the muscles spread and relax. And now focus on the front of your thigh and begin to tighten the muscles in the front of the thigh by straightening your knees slightly. Feel the tension develop in those muscles. And relax. Let it go. Feel relaxation spread into the muscles. And now very lightly, again, tighten the front thigh muscles by straightening your knees a little. Hold it. And let it go. Muscles relaxed, legs lying relaxed and heavy on the bed. And now I'd like you to squeeze your occipital muscles. As you do this, the hips may lift just slightly. The legs may straighten, feel the tension in the buttocks, and relax. Let it go. Feel the tension leave the buttocks. And once again, very gently squeeze the buttocks together. Feel the muscle tension. And relax. Let it go. Let the muscles relax fully and completely. Legs relaxed. Now I'd like you to notice your breathing again and place one hand on the stomach near the belly button and the other on your chest. Notice when you breathe whether more of the movement is occurring in the belly or more of the breathing is occurring in the chest. Notice that when you breathe in. And notice how it changes as you breathe out. And now I'm going to ask you to see if you can shift your focus. Begin to breathe so that more of the movement occurs in the belly. You'll be now using your diaphragm muscles to draw the air down into the belly. The belly hand will swell out as you breathe in. And then as you breathe out, the belly hand will pull in, and you can actually tighten the stomach muscles a little bit to help more of the air come out. Without trying to make a big effort or a bigger breath, just begin to breathe in so the air comes down and swells the belly, and let the belly pull in as you breathe out. And continue on this way just a few more breaths. Diaphragmatic breathing can be a very powerful relaxation tool. And you can practice it at any time. And let that go. And now I'd like you to go ahead and pull your shoulders back towards the bed. They'll be pressing into the bed as if they're trying to pull together or pinch together. Feel the muscles between the shoulder blades contracting. And let it go. Fully relax the upper back against the bed. And now once again, pull the shoulders back. You'll feel the chest lift slightly. Feel the tension in the muscles. Relax. Let it go. Let yourself settle into the bed. Now slowly pull the shoulders up towards the ears and feel the muscles at the top of the shoulders, the base of the neck contracting to raise them. This is a common area of tension. And relax. Let them go and let them keep on dropping. And once again, pulling the shoulders up, feel the muscles contracting. And relax. Allow them to drop and to continue dropping. The neck becoming long. Neck fully relaxed. And now keeping the chin level, could you push your head backwards into the pillow or gliding back if you're sitting? Feel the muscles in the back of the neck begin to tense. And relax. Let it go. Let all the tension leave from the back of the neck. And now I'd like you to close your eyes tightly and feel the muscles that close the eyes. Feel them develop tension. Relax. Let that tension go. Fully relax. And then lightly close the eyes. Feel the tension develop. Relax. Let all the tension go. Feel the sense of relaxation. Allow it to become complete. And now with the eyes just lightly closed, I'd like you to look left and right very slowly behind the closed lids. There are muscles that move the eyes. I'd like you to have the sense of the eyes moving in their socket to the left, slowly, smoothly to the right. And now move the eyes to look to the left and hold your gaze there. Feel the sense of muscle tension that is developed to hold the eyes there. And then let the eyes come back to the middle. And now slowly turn your gaze to the right. Feel the tension in the muscles in this position. And then let the eyes come back to the middle, to the center position. Look the eyes up. Hold that gaze there. Feel the sense of muscle tension. Let the eyes return to the center. And now slowly let the eyes look down and feel the muscle tension that develops in this position. And then let it relax. And let relaxation in the eyes become complete. Turn your attention to your tongue. I'd like you to just let the tongue lift up towards the top of the palate, top of the mouth. Feel the tension. Let the tongue relax back to its center position. Move the tongue over to the left side of the mouth. Feel the muscles that move the tongue. Hold it there. Then let the tongue return to the middle and be fully relaxed. Let the tongue move over to the right side of the mouth. Feel what muscles work to bring the tongue there. And let the tongue return back to its center position and fully relax in the tongue. Now I'd like you to clench your teeth lightly together. Feel the tension that develops to do this. And relax. Let that tension go. Let those muscles fully relax. Very lightly again, clench the teeth. Feel the muscles develop, the side of the cheeks. Relax. Let it go. Let the jaw will open slightly and be fully relaxed. And now can you press your lips tightly together as if someone is trying to give you a medicine that you're not interested in? Feel the tension that develops in those muscles. And relax. Let it go. Let the tension leave. Let it leave completely. Now I'd like you to wrinkle your nose as if you're smelling something that you don't care for. And feel how the muscles develop tension to bring the skin up to raise the nose. Let it relax. Let the tension leave from that area, becoming fully relaxed. And now I'd like you to raise your eyebrows as if you're surprised. Feel the wrinkles that develop in them as the muscles contract. Hold it, then let it go. Let the eyebrows drop and keep on dropping as the muscles become fully relaxed. And then lightly, once again, raising the eyebrows, feel the movement, feel the muscles, and relax. Allow the eyebrows to drop, dropping fully. And now I'd like you to have your eyebrows frown, as if a worried look or stern. The eyebrows will pull together. Feel the tension that develops in the eyebrows, in the muscles between the eyebrows. And relax. Allow the eyebrows to widen as the muscles pulling them together relax. Fully relaxed. And now with less of an effort, again, pull the eyebrows together. Hold them there and relax. Let those muscles fully relax. The eyebrows move apart again. Tension fully leaving. And now I'd like you to just notice how the face is laying. Have all the tension leave the face. And allow that relaxation to spread. Spread over to the neck becoming relaxed. Have the sense of relaxation spread down the arms laying fully relaxed. Have the tension release fully in the upper back, in the lower back, the buttock muscles fully relaxed. Hips laying heavy on the bed. Legs fully relaxed. And now stay here as long as you choose. When you do go up, I'd like you to come up slowly and see if you can carry the sense of relaxation through the day. Have a good day. Thank you.